and ask Raphael to come and speak to us for a few minutes this morning, kind of bring us up to date over the last 17 years and whatever else God may put on your heart, brother.
Okay, good morning, everyone. God bless you all. As you already know, my wife, Sarita, and Grace, Joy, and Deborita, without an H. But we are, we've been here for maybe this is our fifth time, maybe. Yeah. And, you know, we have been in this congregation since 1986. You know, when that was the time when I received the gift box on that time. And so we started to mailing back and forth with Janice Chandler and receiving notes from you and everything that was going on here in Harrisburg, Pastor Terry. The first time we got here was in 2001. When Grace was about 3 months old, something like that, right? And after we finished our training here, because during that time we were in a training here in Missouri, not medical, but Christian leadership here in Missouri, we left back to El Salvador. In 2003, it was my sister-in-law who started the legal paper for Sarita and the other sister that they were down there in El Salvador. So we started a legal residency process. That was approved until 2009. But, you know, the final steps we received until 1914. So, yeah, I mean 2014. Yeah, sorry, 2014. And you know, have been a long process, but you know, everything that is good is gonna cost you. You know, the grace that we have received caused the death of our Savior. And you know, as we say today, it is by grace that we've been saved. It is true. But you know, the grace that you receive today, you receive it because there was one God who decided to became a man and died for you. Amen? And that is the precious grace that we are enjoying right now. Amen, brothers? And you know, during all that process, many things happened in our lives. We, you know, the people back there in El Salvador, they were telling to us, oh, who is this little girl? Because when Sarita came here, when we first came here for that training, Sarita was pregnant. But when we left, she was pregnant. Is, you know, the people down there, they how come she's pregnant again? Well, you know, up there, they don't have cellulars, they don't have, you know, TV. We just got a little radio there, and so we have to get to know each other, so. All right. And they thought, you know, that maybe we were kind of genetically modified things. You know, pregnancy of 2 years, you know. But no, we weren't. And Joy was born in 2002. And then Deborah was born in 2006. We start, you know, our ministry down there with Verbo Ministries in El Salvador, and we start a congregation in Armenia where John and some other brothers here went down and built houses in that town. I don't remember, it was three houses, four houses? Four houses. They built four houses, permanent, you know, houses down there. And we start that church. It is still there. Now the leader of the team that is leading is Jesus and Karen Hernandez. What are the names? Portillo. And we were there. We had our our ministry down there was, you know, we had cell groups. We start with four groups, and then we join in just one gathering. And we went Monday for prayer. Wednesday, we were there for a leadership meeting. Friday, it was this cell group. Saturday was ladies and youth groups. And Sunday, we had, you know, our general meeting. So we done that for 15 years. We were there for 15 years, and they're still there. Praise the Lord for that. And now when we came here the last March in 2017. As I was saying, it was a long process where we did it, and we did it the right way. You know, we had the opportunity to stay here when we were here, when we traveled for that training. You know, our families up there in New Jersey, they said to us, you should stay. But we knew that it was the will of God for us to go back to El Salvador and start a church over there. So we went. You know, sometimes God is speaking to us in manners that we don't want to. You know, he's sending this prophet to one place and he goes around to another place. You know, but you know, God is always going to fulfill his plans in our lives, his purpose. He's going to fulfill it in our lives. And that started in 2014, and we finally got our papers done by the end of 2016. So we got here in March of 2017. And we moved up to New Jersey because Sarita's parents are there, and also because it was my sister-in-law who filled up all the paper for us to come here. And I have been working I've been working here for now since May last year as a medical assistant. As you all know, we both are medical doctors down there in El Salvador. But here we are working, we got this certification to work as medical doctors. We want to do more, when God allows us to do more. And Sarita is working with, as home aide, you know, she's working, taking care of two kids. And I'm working in this orthopedic clinic. You know, I work with the pain management doctor. So we have been doing that up there, and it has been a blessing. You know, when you know the Lord and you know that it's by grace that you are here, you always try to find a purpose in your life. So don't miss that view. Don't miss that goal, never. You know, it has been a long time since we weren't here, but you know, always your prayers has been impacting our lives. From here, down there, and now in New Jersey. But all the time, we can feel that. So we encourage you to seek the kingdom of God first. And his kingdom is going to provide everything for you. You know, everything. You know, when you are in trouble, in despair, or pain, maybe Pastor Morrison is not going to be there with you, but Jesus will. Jesus is going to answer your prayers. Jesus is going to be there with you all the time. He is the one that paid the most precious and highest price for each one of us. So there is a goal all the time, and you have to attain to that. Amen. Thank you for this time. Thank you for allowing us to be here with you. And, you know, we are family. We never, even though, you know, we are far away, but you know that you pray for us and you have been taking care of us many times. And we thank you for that. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. God bless you all.
freely. Handheld.
That's why, you know, I chose that.
He said that's why he chose that one. This one was working fine. Raphael did tell me that in order to practice medicine here in the United States would call for 2 more years of medical school here. At least 3 more years of medical school. So, and both of them who were physicians in El Salvador, and I kind of missed and thought possibly you did too, that what Sarita is doing is not staying home with these girls there in school. She's doing what we would call maybe home health or sitting. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one who might have been. So she, in a way, in my heart, this is kind of a shame that such medical talent is not fully utilized, but all that in God's timing as he works it out. So those things were very, very important in my mind for them to continue to seek God's will. Raphael did tell me that they believe that God made this as a final decision for them to leave El Salvador and make the United States their home. And for these 3 precious girls, when they first came, can you imagine the culture and the language difficulty? But I will say it because he would probably not. The girls are excelling in school, and they get comments from the principal and the leaders that these students are just achieving wonderfully and advancing. And being around them, I can tell you they are very intelligent, they're very polite, they're very sweet, they're very fine young ladies, and it was our joy to host them for just this short time. They came in from New Jersey, which is about a 12-hour trip, drove all night, got here in time for us to have Thanksgiving dinner, and they'll be leaving right after church straight from here to drive back because tomorrow is school and tomorrow is work, and Sarita has to be on the job at 7 a.m. So we wanted to allow time to not get away from us so that at the end of this service, you can greet them and share your love. My comments this morning are very brief because my heart has been touched this like last week. For 9 days, when we picked up Arthur at the airport a week ago, Saturday, until today, we have been blessed with having Arthur from the country of India and Raphael, Sarita, and the girls from El Salvador. And then, as I said, out of the clear blue, I had a contact from this young couple down in Fort Worth area, Weatherford, Texas, who all of this is kind of the way God brought folks that I'd never met, some I'd never met before, some that I don't see real often, and some from very different culture than mine and yours. And Sarita alluded to it with the Revelation passage about every nation, kindred, and tongue. My comments are these from 1 Corinthians 12, when Paul talks about the body of Christ. He says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also in Christ." I can't explain to you how it is when I meet a brother or sister in Christ for the first time, when I know that they are a brother or a sister in Christ, I bond with them in a way that it takes me a while to bond with other people that you just get to know through likes and dislikes and interests and that sort. There is a spirit that is within that's been given, because Paul says in the very next verse, by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, whether El Salvadoran or Indian or American, Caucasian or black, whatever, all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member but many. What a creative God to choose such diversity for people to learn to love one another. Paul goes further to say, but now God has set the members, each one of them in the body as he pleased. I love that phrase, that God does as he pleases. You know, sometimes we rather arrogantly, we don't like that when say, I'll do just as I please. We all have a little of that in us. It's not for us to do that. In the body of Christ, God has put them the way he wants them, just as he pleased, because it's for his pleasure and for our benefit. And he says and asks the question, and if they were all one member, where would the body be? We get the mistaken notion, and I saw a thing. Remember the old Twilight Zone? I saw one of those reruns. It was about a fella who thought that the world would be perfect if everybody was just like him. And he got his wish. And so all of his co-workers were just like him. All the folks he met on the street were just like him. The servers in the restaurant were just like him. After about three or four incidents of meeting folks who were just like him, he decided he didn't like them. He began to see the danger of just being cloned. Somehow, God knew that much better than we would ever figure. What arrogance, what foolishness, what short-sightedness for me or anyone to think, what a wonderful place it would be if everyone were just like me. And so Paul recognizes that, and Paul says, where would the body be if all the members were the same? And he says, God has designed the body that there should be no divisions in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. Isn't that wonderful? That's the way we should feel. We should grow in that feeling. Because he says, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. What a wonderful, wonderful thing God did. And so my last verse, he says to us now, you are the body of Christ and members individually. Can I say on this Thanksgiving season, I'm thankful for all the members of the body of Christ. I'm thankful for every one of you. I'm thankful for the many ways that you bless my life. This young couple that I met from Texas yesterday and spent a couple of hours with, God stirring in their heart that maybe they need to leave Texas and come to Kentucky. Praise the Lord. I wish everybody just come to Kentucky. And then they'd settle here in Harrodsburg, and then we'd build a bigger church out there. I mean, that would be wonderful. But anyway, be that as it may, one of the things that happened as they left, I said, you know, in an hour, my life feels richer because I've met two people that I never knew before who blessed my life. They will probably cross my path and bless my life again. You have blessed my life more than you will ever know. I could think of 100 little things to say. Steve Clark blessed my life the other day. I had to take Arthur back to the airport, and then I wasn't able to do that because Anna Neal's funeral. And I just asked Steve, and he said, sure, I'll do it. And it was a blessing. It blessed my life. You blessed my heart. So many of you see the little things. See, we think we have to do big things. There's so many little things. We never know. You never know when you bless somebody else. Now you are. You are the body of Christ and members individually. What a treasure. What a treasure. And so we're blessed today to have folks who speak different language, have a different cultural background, but we're one in Christ. Just look around and think about that. Thank you, Lord. Maybe a need for ministry this morning, so I'll ask the worship team to just come and maybe play. Mike, would you just come and play? And I'll ask you all to stand to your feet. And we'll do things just a little. We'll have a kind of different kind of ministry. Raphael, you and your family just kind of come stand over here while Mike's playing. And Brother George, would you come and help me over here? And while they're playing, you can feel the freedom to just come up and have ministry by talking and sharing with them. Just go on over in that corner a little bit further where folks won't feel. And while we're standing and singing, if you want to go share with them and just talk, that's part of our ministry today. And if you need prayer, anointing with oil, you come on up here in George and I'll pray for you. So just greet one another. We're not really dismissed. We're just having ministry, okay? Do as the Lord leads you.